Today's episode is from my new TV show, 2 Minute Drill. It's the first pitch-only show with four contestants competing for over $50,000 of cash and prizes. Join me today is Bradley Tusk, the founder and CEO of Tusk Ventures, and Rory Kataya, the CEO of Verb Technologies. You're going to hear four pitches at the end. Rory will decide which one is the best. You can watch 2 Minute Drill on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Pacific on Bloomberg TV, and you can watch at any time on Amazon Prime Video. This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
I'm David Meltzer, and welcome to 2 Minute Drill. Each contestant will get 2 minutes to pitch. Then they will answer one question and get feedback from our other featured judges. I'll be giving my good points throughout the pitch and during their answers. After the pitches are complete, our JA Impact judge, Scott Absher, CEO from ShiftPixie, will decide which pitch had the greatest impact, and a donation will be made to Junior Achievement University worldwide. Finally, our closer, Rory Kataya, the CEO from Verb Technologies, will decide our champion, who will receive over $50,000 of cash and prizes. We'll be right back to hear our first pitch here on 2 Minute Drill. Welcome back to 2 Minute Drill. I'm here with our judges, Rory Kataya, the CEO of Verb Technologies, and Bradley Tusk, CEO of Tusk Ventures. Let's get started. With us now is Rob Gregg to tell us about his company, Gale Smart PPE Footwear. Rob, you've got 2 minutes starting now.
Excellent. So the number one issue in infection control isn't face masks or washing your hands. It's actually footwear that tracks disease in and out of everywhere you go. Standard footwear absorbs just about everything it comes into contact with and can't be cleaned easily or at all. So we developed the first line of antimicrobial, easy to clean, comfortable, and affordable smart PPE footwear called Gales, named after Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing. Our primary market is the 59 million healthcare professionals globally who currently lack protection and innovation in footwear. And secondary markets include hospitality, service industries, in-home care providers, and the everyday individual who cares about their protection and safety. I myself am a Forbes Under 30 Fellow. I've driven over $5 billion in revenue for hypergrowth startups and Fortune 500 companies on a DTC performance benchmark basis, and have an extensive background in footwear manufacturing and development. And when my brother-in-law was saved by the NHS earlier this year, I shifted my full-time focus and attention to giving back to the healthcare community. To note, we're working alongside Rebecca Love, who helped inspire the venture and is, among a long list of other accolades, a nurse entrepreneur, innovator, author, first ever nurse TED Talk speaker, and director of nurse innovation and entrepreneurship in the United States. We've also secured production with the number one leading global manufacturer of injection molded products to produce safe, durable, and stylish footwear at a cost of 2.7 times less to manufacture versus Nike. We're currently looking to raise $500,000 to open molds across our full unisex size range, begin production, and bring product to market. So our ask today is if you can connect us with investors or groups who'd be interested in the venture, if not you yourself.
Rob, why did you leave 16 seconds on the clock? No, because I was just about to say, I was waiting for it to tick down. You finish up, and I was just about to say, now that's a pitch. That's a pitcher, total boomage. But okay, put that aside. Dave's going to beat you up over there. I'm going to leave it to him. But look, other than that, great pitch, great concept. Good luck, really great. I'm going to turn it over to Bradley. I'm sure he's got some great questions for you.
Yeah, I do. So Rob, great idea, really interesting. As you probably know, selling into the healthcare sector is a really painful, slow, long process. Given that, how do you either manage to stay afloat before any revenue comes in if it takes 18, 24, 36 months? And what ideas do you have to kind of expedite the process?
So we're actually focusing on a D2C customer acquisition strategy. My background is in both powering customer acquisition on a performance benchmark basis, for both startups and established companies alike. So we've calculated our cost per acquisition around $29, taking a content marketing strategy spread across the individual ad exchanges that we currently have preferred partner relationships with to ramp that up. And based on our margins at 89% gross margin, we should be profitable in every pair sold.
That's great.
Hey, Rob, credibility was just dripping off of your pitch until you left all those seconds. So I know Rory told you you're going to get hit a little bit. A Forbes 30 under 30 kid, you have to know that each of those seconds are so valuable because there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. One of the interesting things is I think there is, and especially considering the expertise that Bradley Tufts have, you know, leveraging someone like that could really open up your limited view of what that product can actually do. I see even with the name, you're limiting it with the Nightingale name. That should be a model. And even licensing it out, as you might have a unique microfibril manufacturing device that actually is more valuable than creating your own form factors, but going to the biggest shoe manufacturers in the world to sell worldwide immediately. I thought your pitch was fantastic. And next time, just include more information so we can even add more value to what we think you can do. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And now we'll hear from Brett Weisbrot, Vice President of Sales at Playmaker. Brett, now's your time on 2 Minute Drill.
David, thank you for having me on the show. As you just said, I am Brett Weisbrot. I lead partnerships and sales for Playmaker. Prior to this, I had spent time on the revenue side in professional sports and also with Roc Nation on the sports and music side as well. Playmaker itself is a next generation digital media, content distribution, and commerce company. We celebrate the come ups and the comebacks in the sports world. You know, we highlight the hard work that it takes to gain that success, and we share these stories all over social. We have multiple revenue streams, which is very important for a business like ours. We make Playmaker branded merchandise, as you can see here on my shirt. We created our first sneaker last week on Black Friday, which just went out on pre-order for the first time. And our apparel was seen all over, being worn by NBA players this past season in Orlando. So that was really important. You know, we integrate branded content for our 10 million on Instagram and TikTok. So we have handles on both networks with over 10 million followers. And we integrate partners into these handles like Panini, Body Armor, Manscaped, you know, all the brands in the world that are looking to get in front of these young and social communities. We also create episodic content on different streaming platforms. We had a 10-episode original series with Road to the Fight with Nate Robinson right before the fight this past week on Snap. And then we also right now are in the middle of Fastest Man in Football with Tyreek Hill, also on Snapchat, so growing out the show side of our business. And then we also develop music partnerships with top labels, you know, Atlantic Records, RCA Records, Universal Music Group, Warner Music Group. And we, you know, do what it takes to help push the music out and create unique partnerships and blend it with sports when possible, because that, you know, that hoops and sports culture is just so entrenched into the music business. We also establish athlete influencer partnerships with players like Isaiah Thomas, Beasley.
Okay, Brett, you missed watching the clock there. I ran out of time, and we didn't get that good solid close. But it looks like you've got really established big business going on. It sounds pretty interesting. I would like to have heard something about what's the revenue stream looking like. I mean, it sounds like you've launched, you've done a bunch of things. So I'm curious about that. You know what? Why don't you take a moment now and tell us, how's the business doing?
Yeah, so we did $600,000 in 2019. We did $600,000. This year, we're going to be around $1.3 by the end of the month for the year million. And then next year, we'll be between $2 and $2.5 million in revenue without any investment. You know, with investment, we figure we're going to be at least $5 million next year if we could bring in $1 million in investment.
Brett, good pitch, great company, and I think you made a common error in making it more complex and hype up. I would have preferred for you to take all the successes you had and got down to details. It always makes me nervous when someone asks or he has to ask about revenue when you have from, you know, literally bootstrapping $600,000 your first year in revenue. That's significant success. And I would have rather you started with, here's my experience and here's what I've been able to do. And I'm working with the biggest stars as I had for the last two decades, and we're able and capable of driving $600,000 in revenue. That's much more credible because you let my mind wander on your credibility. You started off, I'm like, this guy is a player, to all of the data wasn't aligned with it. It was just a bunch of names coming at me and a bunch of different activations. And I want to know the success that you've had. And ironically, you backed it up. Your answers were incredible. They were surprising to me. You need to articulate that a little bit better in the pitch. But otherwise, you and I both know you're on the right track. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Stay tuned for more great pitches on 2 Minute Drill. But first, here's a tip of the day from Jason Waller with True Underdog Podcast.
Hey, I'm Jason Waller, True Underdog Podcast, with your tip of the day for the 2 Minute Drill. Confidence is key. So have a plan with regard to what you want to say in your pitch and practice until you can do it in your sleep. Make sure you're strong in your delivery, stand up straight, and look into the eyes of the people you're pitching. This is your moment, your time to deliver. Make them believers.
Welcome back to 2 Minute Drill. Now let's get to our next contestant. I'm excited to hear our next pitch from Gerald Jackson. Gerald is the CEO of Connects 24/7. Gerald, you're up on 2 Minute Drill.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? As you know, my name is Gerald Jackson Jr. I am the CEO and co-founder of Connects 24/7, a platform that globally connects 1.9 billion athletes to each other to share resources while minimizing their exploitation and creating self-sufficient economies. Our first iteration, 24/7 competition, a pickup game app launched successfully in the App Store with just below 500 users. In doing so, we discovered a deeper issue that met the short and long-term needs of athletes. As an aspiring NBA player myself, I engaged with athletes across the entire athletic life cycle, from players, parents, coaches, trainers, nutritionists, massage therapy, from the collegiate level to professional level to overseas. The problem is, Dave, I hear the same recurring stories. I didn't know. Misinformation, poor advice. I was exploited. No money, to depression. Things that literally impact the life of athletes' outcomes as human beings. Athletes like myself literally curate our own economies and communities and experiences from new trainers, coaches, massage therapists, and people like you. But without a central platform, shared knowledge and information, and untapped opportunities, athletes are left to who they knew, where they live, and it doesn't help them reach peak performance on and off the court. So my ask, Dave, I think you would be a great fit, considering the fact that you've leveraged over $20 billion in capital with athletes and with athletes and businesses, as well as bring in strategic partners and preferably a retired professional athlete as well. We seek $50,000 to bring our MVP to the go-to market, which will facilitate and athletes finding an efficient way to connect with each other, discover each other, train with each other, share knowledge and resources and information, and also as well as transactors, sportspreneurs in our bare bones marketplace.
Okay, Gerald, good. I mean, you manage your time pretty well. I think, and I sort of like your cadence, and you know, you're very engaging. Oh, good. Let's see the app. I think that's something that I would like to have seen during the 2 minutes.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Here's our MVP. It'll allow athletes to onboard. You can put your school, where, like pretty much your resume, your accolades. And so what's important about this, when we go to our go-to market, which is the high school market, every year is 2 million athletes coming into the high school market in the U.S. And so even right now, during COVID-19, people are still looking for places to train, places to work out. You know, if I'm a parent, and I have a child that's a serious athlete, how do I get them to connect with someone that's already done it before to pass back that knowledge and resources, similar to a LinkedIn?
So the stuff that you're sharing right now, this is what really should have been part of your pitch, because I sort of had a pretty good general idea of what you do and what the business is. I'll tell you what I didn't get, even mm-hmm. when we gave you the extra couple of minutes here to pitch. How do you make money? Is do you intend to make money from this? Is this a profit business?
Oh,
you do. Okay, so you got another 10 seconds. How do you make money?
So our first, in our roadmap, when we're rolling out, we want athletes to come on and onboard for free. It's for trainers, they'll pay a monthly membership because we'll be pretty much bringing
okay.
them.
Key piece of information there.
So I'm going to talk specifically about the pitch itself. Number one, it was well rehearsed and practiced. If you would have started, I think Rory suggested, with the app and said, look, we've already developed the app. We're in beta. I have these relationships because I'm an ex-player myself. I'm going to build a community and monetize it. You would have even done better on the pitch because the only thing that I felt was bad with The Prince was, you know, our reading list that you're sharing with everyone. I know Brown Bear is a great book, but it's not applying to your business. And then two, you didn't prioritize the better part of your business in the content. So if you do that next time, I think not only will you resolve some of these questions at an early stage, but you also have more credibility and have a better chance of getting that investment you're looking for. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
With us next is Spandana Naka. She's the co-founder and CEO of Sleek. Spandana, your 2 minutes starts now.
Hi, my name is Spandana. I'm the co-founder and CEO for Sleek. Sleek is an AI company reinventing the way people wait in lines. For thousands of years, we've waited in the line just one after the other, waiting for your turn to make a purchase or to get in. The biggest innovations we've seen is take a number and wait for your turn, or a buzzer system and whatnot. At Sleek, we have an app, which is, it's actually not an app. There is no app download. There is no sign up needed. And just in about 3 clicks, not only can you hold your spot in the line, but here's the magic. Pay a little extra to jump in the queue or skip the line. If you see a line of 30 people waiting for, let's say, 30 minutes, go to one of them and ask them if they were to pay a dollar or two, would they do it? Half of them would say yes, and that's our business model. We have a pricing which is similar to Uber search pricing, which takes into 100 different accounts, which is time of the day, the weather, the wait time, can this person walk 50 feet away, and figure out a better wait time. And taking that, the wait time is calculated, so is the dynamic fee. And we are a software play. There is no hardware needed for anyone to install. And as the user, there is, of course, like no friction needed. 99% margins. While we initially targeted live events, because of COVID, we had to pivot to essential businesses. With channel partners, we scaled up to 20,000 plus businesses and are on the way to making about $3 million in revenue. The team is ex-Stanford and ex-Google engineers. Both of us are Forbes 30 under 30. And the team right now is all on product and engineering, and we are raising new capital, previously funded by Lightspeed Ventures and BAM Ventures, and currently looking to expand sales and marketing. Thank you.
Really interesting. I mean, since you're like a real venture-backed company, I'm going to ask a real venture question here, which is, what's the TAM here? Because it seems to me that lots of lines have already effectively been eliminated because of technology. So where does the market go, and how big is it?
Sure. So market lines in itself is not a market. There are slivers of this market across different industries. There is live events, live sports, conventions, essential businesses, or even airports. And a total altogether, put together, like bottoms up and top down, we have about a $60 billion market. But not just that, there's other ways to monetize as well. Providing wait times upfront. If there is a line at Costco right now, and you know that upfront, that it's a 30-minute wait, there's 50 people in the line, I don't want to drive right now. So that's the data that we have. And this data can be monetized with several different players, not just to improve customer experience, but also for hedge funds or for like audit firms to figure out what the revenues could look like. And our solution is pretty simple and cheap. And given a pure software play, we can be in places where others do not essentially scale.
Awesome. Spandana, you remind me why Stanford rejected me for undergrad and law school. Because that was not only a sleek pitch, it was a slick pitch. And it contained all five components. Extreme credibility, not just from your education and your partners, but also revenue. There was the emotional attachment, which you explained so effectively about the pain of all the different nuances of lines. You also quantified the reasons why somebody would want to use this service and this solution. I thought that was excellent. You showed a great impact in your business and one that goes far beyond COVID. And then finally, I thought you did a great job of talking about the capabilities that not only you have as an entrepreneur and the people around you, but the company itself has. Outstanding job. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
We've heard from the contestants, and now it's decision time for the judges. I'd like to thank Bradley Tuss with Tuss Ventures for coming on the show today and for giving some great advice and feedback to our contestants. We'll be right back to announce today's winner on 2 Minute Drill.
Hi, this is Scott Absher, CEO at ShiftPixa, here to present this week's Impact Award on behalf of Junior Achievement Worldwide. I have to admit, I got a little emotional when Luann shared the story of her brother Van's MS and how it led to the founding of Oro Sports. Being able to emotionally connect like that during a pitch is essential for entrepreneurs and something that everyone at home should take note of. Luann, your pitch really hit home for me, and I know your passion will resonate with others, which is why you're my pick for this week's Junior Achievement Worldwide Impact Award. Luann, a $1,000 donation has been made on your behalf to JA Worldwide. You've got a bright future ahead of you, and like Dave says, never give up.
Welcome back. Now the moment we've all been waiting for. Rory, the CEO of Verb, will choose the best pitch and winner of over $50,000 in cash and prizes. Rory, give me your thoughts on this episode.
So this was another one of those episodes where you had some real standouts that people could watch and say, this is what I need to do. And there were certainly some where you would say, that's probably what I don't want to do. The other thing that I really thought was great about this particular episode is Bradley Tuss. Because if you're an entrepreneur and you're watching this show, then pay attention to the kinds of questions that Bradley asked, because those are the kinds of questions that you're going to get from sophisticated investors. So super instructional once again. So yeah, the couple that were standouts, they were hard to choose between them, but one of them really resonated with me.
Which is why I gave you that job. Because not only are you a better decision maker, but I love making you the bad guy. Who do you got for this episode as the winner of 2 Minute Drill?
I have to give it to Rob. I think Rob did a great job. He stood up to...
Look at that smile.
Yeah, he stood up to Bradley in a great way with great responses. And you didn't use all your time, so yeah, we'll take a couple of points off. David's going to give you that. But terrific job.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you.
It wasn't just the presentation itself, even though you're a couple seconds short. That's okay when you bring it like the way you brought it. Excellent job, not only with the presentation, but with the responses were even more credible, and they weren't easy questions when you have one of the co-founders of Uber drilling you in a venture capitalist like Bradley Tuss. Great job. Congratulations.
Yes.
Woo! Wow.
Good job. Good job.
Another great episode.
He earned it.
Another great episode. Another difficult decision for you.
Yes, once again,
I'm the nice guy. Great job, Rory. And once again, congratulations to our winner, who's taking home $50,000 in cash and prizes. Thank you, Scott Absher from ShiftPixa. Big shout out to JA Worldwide. Congratulations to all of our contestants. Most importantly, thank you to Clarity Experiences for producing this amazing show. I'd like to recognize all of our generous sponsors for providing over $50,000 of cash and prizes to our contestants. Remember, everyone, be kind to your future self and do good deeds. See you next week on 2 Minute Drill.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you like. My only ask is you help me empower others to be happy.